Hey, hey.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Hello. Praise Him. How are you? Hello to our NICOM listeners.
All right.
I'm excited. How are you?
So am I. I'm doing wonderful. I'm so glad to be here tonight. Just came out of the cold, so I'm glad to be warmed up a little bit now. And
oh, my goodness. What is the...
You know what?
And what?
I don't even know what the degrees is here. All I know is cold.
From zero.
Yes, very much. So the schools are closed again tomorrow. Our kids here have barely been to school in 2014, but I guess it's all good.
Oh, my gosh. Now they're going to be going to school in August to make up those days.
Exactly. They partying now, but in August they're going to be roasting in the classroom.
Oh, yeah. Same thing make you laugh, make you cry. They got their feet kicked up now, but, hey, in July come, and that school bus come to pick them up. You ain't going to see nobody teeth then.
Right. The smiles will probably be wiped away, but it's all good. You know, the Lord is in control.
He definitely is. I had to apologize to my Facebook family because, you know, last week, you know, I missed you guys and, you know, I wasn't able to get in on the, you know, the post-Grammy conversation and everything that you guys are having. I heard Michael had a ball while he was there, got some good information, made some good contacts. And
I
was stuck in Baltimore, girl. Yeah, stuck in Baltimore, and
wow.
I mean, it snowed about 6 to 8 inches, and when I booked the flight, I wasn't prepared. You know, I was there for a family emergency, wasn't prepared at all, so, you know, I'm going on Texas weather, had a little light leather jacket, had one little dress for the funeral, and while the funeral was going on, it just started snowing. That snow was coming down about an inch, almost 2 inches per hour. And
wow.
The next thing I knew, smack dab in the middle of a blizzard, and I was like, wow. And then came back to Texas, where it was a balmy 45, almost 50 degrees, which felt amazing. And the next day it was 72 degrees, and now it is 19
really?
Degrees. So I don't know what's going on here. We just got – our weather's bipolar.
Just goes up and down. Well, at least y'all got the 19. Right about now, I would take the 19.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of rough there. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of rough there. Well, if you guys are listening, you know that normally on Monday nights, we usually, you know, have our NICOM platform, and, you know, we usually have Michael on the line and comedian Shingles and
Everybody. Brother
Daryl and... You know, Brother Harold and you and myself. And it looks like it's ladies' night on the NICOM platform. Hello. It's ladies' night. So we got this. We got this, fellas. Michael is a little bit under the weather, so we just want to give him a little shout-out. Feel better, boo. Drink some hot tea. Yeah, drink some hot tea.
We got this under control.
Yeah. Go ahead and lay back and drink some NyQuil. Yeah, that might help you out a little bit. And the ladies, it's ladies' night here on the NICOM platform. Okay.
All right.
Oh, I thought
since it was so cold, maybe we'll start off with warming everybody up with a song by Jason Rutley called "Always There." And it's so good to know that
God is
always there.
Girl, he sure is.
A little bit of Jason Rutley.
Always there. I'll never leave you, never forsake you, even when you leave me. That's my promise.
Yeah.
Always been honest, yeah. Cause even though you can't see me, all you gotta do is believe me.
Sometimes I feel all alone, like no one cares, no one's there. And I've been waiting, my God, you're always there. Sometimes
I'm right here. Don't forget I'm your father. When you have problems, you can come to me. I just count on me when all the others have left you. I never move. Someone did it well too.
You know, it's the cold weather and it's cuddle alert time, and some of us may not have a spouse to cuddle up with, but it's always good to know that God is there, and we don't have to,
sure,
just because we're alone, we don't have to be lonely.
Exactly.
Praise God. Amen.
You know what? You know what? Around 9 months from this time of year, though, there's going to be a lot of babies. A lot of babies showing up. For those who do have somebody to cuddle with. Yeah, for those who do have somebody to cuddle with, when it's too cold outside and they watching cable and everything else, girl, there's going to be a lot of babies coming around September, right after Labor Day. You watch how the baby boom just population spurt. But girl, let's talk about some of the crazy. You know, I be finding all the crazy articles and stuff that be, you know,
yes, you
circulating and I'm sorry, I be teeing your inbox up, don't I?
It'd be hilarious though.
I'm like, does anybody see the foolery in some of this stuff beside me? I be thinking it's just me. Am I crazy? But. For our listening audience, I ran across an article last week about, and girl, we right back in Africa again. What's really going on over there?
Wow.
What's going on in Africa? What's going on over in the motherland? I got
to
send you. You want to see the link again? Oh,
yes,
I didn't send that one to you.
Yes,
oh my goodness.
You did, but I couldn't download it for some reason. So I'm anxious to hear what
it's
all about.
Yeah, I've got to resend it to you. But you, I mean, I can tell the story, but you've got to see it for yourself. Anyway, there's this pastor over in Africa. Again, in the motherland, I don't know what's going on over there. I don't know what's in the air. I don't know what's in the water. These people taking the Bible literally and just...
Wow.
You know, I'm a faith walker. I'm a faith walker. I stretch out on God's word. But this pastor, I can't remember his first name, but his last name was Daniel, and it was so funny because you know, after I read it, it kind of tied into the book of Daniel, you know, when it talked about King Nebuchadnezzar, when he kind of lost his mind and he was out in the field eating grass, you know, and then, you know, the Bible talks about how he came to himself because, you know, he was out there eating grass. Well, his pastor in Africa told his congregation in order for them to get closer to God that they had to go outside and eat grass. And they've got video footage of these people kneeling on the ground, gnawing grass like they were cows, you know, could. Is that craziness or what?
Wow. Definitely.
And
definitely.
They were showing the people, and, you know, this lady, I mean, this lady had a mouth full of it. I mean, it was falling out. It was stuff in her jaws. Some of the people, the majority. Grass, all right, for those who are listening, grass is not for human consumption. Okay.
That's right.
It's just not for human consumption. And if your pastor tell you to go outside and eat some grass, I'm a need for you to go and research the Word of God, and if you can find it in the Bible where, you know, someone was instructed by their congregation to go out and do that, then by all means, have a go at it. But I've read the Bible. I haven't seen it. Have you seen it?
No, I have not. Wow. That's something, because that says a lot about the followers. You have to know the Word of God for yourself. Yes, the pastor is there to teach you the Word, but you have to know it for yourself, because if they get, you know, a little bit out the way, then you've got to know that, because God's going to hold you accountable for your own soul. So we can't just sit under somebody and not know the Word for ourselves. We have to know exactly what the Word is saying. And a lot of times people think, you know, I can only get that understanding through my pastor or, you know, through somebody else, but God will reveal those hidden things to you. So it's not a thing that we should, you know, be afraid to embrace, but we should embrace the Word, knowing that God will give us the understanding and give us the wisdom of the Word. Oh, wow, things like that, that really bothers me, you know, to know
Girl.
That people can be led astray like that.
You know, but the Bible tells us clearly to study, to show thyself approved. And, you know, it's just another case where people just take their pastors and hold them, put them on this pedestal.
Mm-hmm.
That if your pastor decide he want to take the congregation out and tell everybody, you know, to jump off the bridge because, you know, Jesus says, You really got to do some research here. You know, the guy that went out there and decided he was going to walk across the water, you know, like the Messiah, it didn't work out too well for him. You know, the guy who decided to go into the lion's den, you know, and the zookeepers told him not to go in there, and he rolled up in there anyway, and the lions tore him to shreds. So, you know, the Bible clearly tells us in all like getting – get some understanding and
That's
understand
right.
that God is not a man and God is not going to be mocked. You just can't mock God. So.
That's a
mess right there.
Yeah, because that reminded
right
me of a story that I heard about a week or so ago. And I know it's a story that happened a couple years ago, but it resurfaced of the man that walked on water. You know, trying to prove that he could walk on water. And, I mean, and just for people to, you know, witness something like that, is just, you know, mind-blowing. And that's something that, you know, no matter who you sit under, you need to have a relationship with God, first of all, so that you can discern the spirit of your leader. And then you need to know the Word of God for yourself so you're not led astray. So don't just, you know, go and receive without knowing if you're receiving the truth.
Exactly.
And, we got to know the truth for ourselves.
My God.
Wow. Eating grass. Wow. You never know how far it's going to go.
You know, they didn't try to blend it up. They just went outside and just went wrong, and they got on their all fours and was eating. And I'm telling you, if you're listening, you have got to check out that video. I, people are there clowning it and going hard. And even the South African, the commentaries and the critics, you know, everybody's like, really? What kind of mess is this? What does the body of Christ come to? So...
Wow.
You just gotta, just keep people in prayer and just know that, you know, we are in the last days. I mean, if it's not evident, you know, then, you know, what's going on around us, then you have to be blind because, you know, the Bible clearly gives us signs of the times, you know, as to when Christ is coming back. Now, you know, last night I was disturbed while I was watching the Grammys last night. I couldn't take it anymore. I finally had to turn it off. Did you watch the Grammys, the entire program last night?
I did not see it, but I've heard, you know, a lot of things about it, and I'm glad I missed it. A lot of people had a lot to say. And a friend of mine kind of went off on Facebook and, you know, he was like, well, I don't think it's Christian, like, for you to dog the Grammys. I don't think we're showing Christian love. And
what?
I got his point to
really?
A certain extent. But, yeah. And because I'm like, a lot of people, they could have just turned it off, you know.
Yeah, which is what I did.
I think it's
exactly what I did.
You need to speak up on some things as well. So,
well, you know, we're coming to where we are in time where, and clearly they said, you know, they talk about this, you know, in the Bible, you know, with different signs and wonders and different things. But I'm like this. I just felt the mood of the whole show. It just felt dark to me.
Really?
It just felt
okay.
Dark. The music, you know, it just felt dark to me.
Wow.
You know, toward the end when they had the marriage ceremonies. Hey, look. You know, please, this is just my personal random opinion. This is Leslie Renee's random opinion. I'm entitled because guess what? It's my opinion. You know, to have, you know, the Grammys are supposed to be about music. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then people pick that time to come on stage and spit out their personal agenda about things.
Wow.
You know, everybody who got up there. You know, like Kanye got up there a couple of years ago and said X, Y, Z and snatched the whatever out of the Taylor Swift hand. And now this year we had, you know, a marriage ceremony. What did that have to do with music?
You know,
they had, I don't know how many couples were there. They had straight couples there. They had gay couples there. That's fine. Everybody wanted, you know, y'all want to promote your agenda. That's fine. What did it have to do with the Grammys? Why was it in the middle of the Grammy ceremony? I didn't get that.
Yeah, I
just didn't get that, and I was bored with the music, and you know,
okay.
There were a few icons came on. I got a little happy with that, but I just, you know, the future of music. You know, people got exposed for the real singers from the studio singers. Oh, some people got broke down last night when they wasn't in the studio, and they got on there and they were off key and. It was horrible. I just girl, I couldn't take it no more. And I just
used to be, you know, something that you looked forward to seeing, you know, and it was something that the whole family could gather around the TV and enjoy. But
oh my goodness,
yeah, this is the same.
Very disturbing. Very disturbing.
Mm-hmm.
And Beyonce and Jay-Z, they opened up the show. And listen, that's fine. They're rich. They're super rich. They're mega rich. They probably ain't going to never want for anything for the rest of their life, the generations to come. We know y'all are married. You Jigga, she's whatever. you know, what they do in their bedroom really, really needs to stay in their bedroom.
Right.
Again, this is just my random rant for the week. You know, they could have kept that in their bedroom. And I was really, really disturbed because when I got to my after-school program today, I heard this little girl singing some lyrics. And, I walked past her, and I was like, oh, my God. I was like, what kind of song is that? And she was singing something about I don't even know the song. I've never heard because I don't listen to a whole bunch of mess. But she was saying something about, oh, somebody, I got to get home and pop the cherry or do something, whatever. And I was like, what? Who sang that song? She said Beyonce. I said, and your mother let you listen? Yeah, your mother let you listen to it? She said, well, it's my mother's CD. And I was a tyranny. I was appalled. But then when I, you know, was getting ready to close the center down, I was singing this worship song. And you know what the little girl said to me? She said, do you know you could get in trouble for talking to us about Jesus?
Wow.
Yeah, that's what she said to me. She said, people in school can't talk to us about Jesus. I said, well, number one, this is not school. This is after school program. This is not funded by the state or anything like that. So we're not talking about Jesus, baby. I just walked past you. I was singing a song, but it was okay for her to sing about, you know, do the Beyonce really nasty lyrics. I'm just telling you, we have got to keep our children in prayer and just cover them and just cover them because for her to even turn around and say that her mother listens to it, you know, who am I? Because if your mother's listening to it, obviously it's okay in your house. But the lyrics were so raunchy for a 10-year-old girl to be singing. I said, do you know what you're singing about? She said, no, I just like the song. Shame on you, Beyonce. Shame on you for putting out lyrics that little girls are looking up to you and idolizing you, and this is what they're taking away from your lyrics. Yeah, her daughter's going to grow up one day, and it's going to come full circle. So,
indication of where our world is headed to and where we are right now, because I was reading a story last week about a lady. She had a son that I believe was autistic, and he would carry his Bible to school. And they told her, you know, he can't bring his Bible to school anymore. But then her daughter comes home with a homework assignment, a math assignment or something where it's talking about the daddy drinking wine and, you know, and it's, they feel like that's okay, you know. But then you can't pray, you can't bring your Bible to school, but yet it's still they're infiltrating our children with all this worldliness and trying to desensitize where they just think, you know, this is a normal thing, you know, it's okay. So we definitely need to be on our knees praying for our kids because there's so much out here and everything, you know, it's hard to watch a TV show without all the profanity and, you know, the sexual innuations and all that type of thing.
Exactly.
You know, so.
Exactly.
In my household, we barely even watch TV because it's hardly ever can we sit down and watch something, you know, that I feel that's appropriate for me and my daughter to watch together, you know. So.
It's awful. Like you said, the sexual innuendos and the things that they're trying to slide into the children subliminally. And the parents, you know, I've got some friends, you know, and we're all hitting middle age, clueless. Some of them don't want to get on Facebook. Some of them are, oh, my child did this. You don't know what your child got going on. You don't know what the acronyms mean. They don't know what none of that stuff means, and the kids are just on there posting up stuff and just doing what they want to do, and the parents are in the other room and have no idea what's going on. So it's just a praying time, and we definitely just need to keep our children lifted in this season because what the devil is doing is trying to make what's right seem wrong and what is completely wrong seem so right. You know, it's twisted.
Exactly.
It is completely twisted. So, you know, I was confused last night by the Grammys. It just, the whole ceremony just felt kind of dark.
Wow.
So I kept it moving. And thank God for award shows like, you know, the Stellars and the Dove Awards because I didn't see not one Christian category. They do those off the air, you know what I'm saying? You know, they scroll in on the screen who won, but they don't get no airtime and no playtime. So, yeah.
Wow.
It's awful.
I'm happy to see a lot of the Christians speaking out about it, you know, whether it's in their home or on Facebook to let somebody know, you know, we're not accepting this as it being right, you know, and somebody's got to stand up and say something.
Exactly.
But we can't just accept. Can't accept, just like the people that were eating the grass, we can't just accept everything that's dished out. We've got to know, you know, what God is calling us to, and we've got to stand in that and walk in obedience.
Girl, yes, and I found the scripture in the Bible where it was talking about King Nebuchadnezzar, and it's found in the book of Daniel, the fourth chapter, and 33rd verse, and I'm reading from the King James Version because I am old school. Yes, I am. I'm officially there. But it says that the same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from men and did eat grass as oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of the heaven till his hairs were grown like eagle's feathers and his nails like bird claws. So he just got out there and his mind, you know, just completely was gone. And he seriously thought he was an animal until, you know, I guess he manifested, you know, his body just manifested, you know, those symptoms. And verse 34 says, at the end of days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up my eyes unto heaven, and my understanding returned unto me. And I blessed the Most High, I praised, and I honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. Okay, the people over in South Africa, if y'all get this link, get this understanding, grab this and catch this right here. The people lifted up their eyes and they got some understanding, and they blessed the Most High God. They did not bless the pastor. They praised and honored him that lives forever. Your pastor ain't going to live forever. He going to die. He's going to die just like the rest of us that are breathing. He's going to die. Whose dominion is everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. That's who you praise. That's who you give honor to. Not your pastor, because he told you to run out in the field and kneel on your knees and start gnawing some grass. I don't know where he got that from. Maybe because his name is Daniel, he decided to go to the book of Daniel and found some random scripture and, you know, decided to act upon it. You know, thank God it was something simple like this. Thank God he didn't, you know, light up a furnace and decide to walk some people through it. Girl, people are crazy these days.
Exactly. That's right.
People are crazy.
And that's how Satan tricks us, because he takes part of the word and then mixes something else in with it, you know. So a lot of people are fooled because
it sounds, yeah. Just like he did Jesus when Jesus, you know, came out of the wilderness trying to tempt. He didn't want to tempt anybody. You gonna come at the Messiah with the word, but he got Eve though. He got Eve. I'm gonna talk to her when I get to heaven too, because he got her. He twisted that word. I want to have this discussion with Eve when I get to heaven. Notice I said when I get to heaven. When I get there, me and I are going to have this conversation. Because she made the bad for the rest of us to have childbirth, because she allowed that serpent to twist one or two words up in that commandment, what she wasn't supposed to do, and just messed it up for the rest of us.
Yeah,
and
so
now we got
to,
you know. Yeah. As soon as I get, if St. Peter let me through the gate, excuse me. I know I got loved ones. I know I got other people I need to see. But I need to see Eve. I got some unanswered questions. Why? Why didn't you stay in your lane?
like, what was you thinking, Eve?
What was you thinking, girl? What was really going on, first of all, with God? And see, we were talking about this in Bible study. God, when he was in the garden, he gave that commandment to Adam. Eve wasn't nowhere in the picture. He gave it to Adam, and then afterwards, he told him, he said, you know what? It's not good for you to be by yourself. I'm gonna get you some suitable help. And then, you know, Eve came into the picture, but he had already given Adam the commandment. Way before. So for all the men, you know, and if you disagree, please call in. We can reason this out. I'm not making this up. It's in the book of Genesis. I am not making this up. I promise you, he did not give that command to Eve. But what happened? See, what happened was, the man was not in his rightful position. Yeah, he was not in his rightful position. Had he been next to his wife, like most men do when somebody else roll up to talk to their wife, they'd be like, hold up, bro. Don't talk to her. You need to talk to me. Yo, what you talking to my wife for?
Her covering, yeah.
I'm going on the screen. Where was he at? So Adam left his wife uncovered. He wasn't her bodyguard, nothing like that. And she got caught up.
And yes,
I'm gonna need to talk to her. Yeah, I'm gonna need to talk to her because she, you know, childbirth would have been a easy process, but hey, it didn't turn out like that for us. That's something we gonna ponder about. But check this out. We're gonna play another song. We're gonna play a couple of songs, and then we're gonna come back with more enlightful conversation. I think we are going to hear, who do you have up next, Miss Tyranny?
I have Modesta Brown. It's ladies' night, so we're going to hear from our ladies tonight. This song is called
Out.
You Are.
Amen. I like that. Go for it.
In your your goodness every day. I'm yearning, I'm burning for your love. You're my rock, my sword, my shield, my everything as I'm moving through my life. You give me shelter, you give me all my needs, and I'm so thankful for you.
It off for us tonight. We're having a blessed time in the Lord. We hope that you are enjoying the show as much as we are. And we invite you to call in tonight at 323-693-3830. If you want to call in and comment or chat or pray, we're here for you. So we're just inviting all our listeners to be a part of the show tonight. And we just thank God that there's nobody like him, you know. No matter where you go or who you find, you'll never find anybody like the Lord.
I know that's right. I know that's right. And those are some singing sisters. I mean, those songs, both of those songs just bless me every time I hear them. And, you know, I am excited about what God is doing for his people right now. You know, these sisters are on the battlefield, and they are giving God glory through song. And, I mean, and this is just some good music, you know what I'm saying? Because when we think that, you know, we become Christians, we can't enjoy, you know, music, or if it's got a head going up yonder or up above my head, we can't enjoy music. And I love the vibe on both of those songs. So
oh, yes.
thank you so much for you know, for being on the ones and twos, got Tyranny. She had a DJ. Girl, get down. We're laughing. We're having a good time because it's just us ladies. We get to talk about girl stuff sometimes that, you know, as girls we don't get a chance to talk about, you know, or even come at it, you know, from a girl's perspective. You know, and we love our Nikon family. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, yes.
But it just feels good to, you know, to let your hair down and you know, just be a girl. Just be a girl. We were talking about Eve earlier, and there's some other powerful women in the Bible. There's so many, you know, that we can talk about. But, you know, I was, you know, just reading in the book of Esther where, you know, Esther just made that proclamation, you know, after she found out what was going on, you know, with her Uncle Mordecai. She was like, look, you know, that, you know, back in those days, women, you just couldn't roll up on the king. Even though you were the queen, you just couldn't roll up on him. You had to give permission, you know, to come greet your husband. And, you know, her family was in trouble, and she was like, hey, look, this is how this go. You know, she hadn't told other people that she was Jewish, and she was like, listen, I'm going to see the king, and if I perish, I'm going to perish, but I'm going to see him. And if we all had that tenacity about Jesus, you know what I'm saying? That you want more of him. You want to see the king, you know, no matter what comes, no matter what, you know, what obstacles are in the way, come hell or high water, you're going to go see the king. And if you perish, hey, you know, hey, it is what it is. I'm going to perish because I'm going to get there. And oh, to be in his presence. You know, oh, to be in his presence. I you know, what do you think about that?
Yes, I'm just enjoying what you're saying. If we all had that, you know, and God is molding us, you know, if we allow him to and allow the things that we go to mold our character, then we'll get to, you know, that place. We look at people in the Bible and sometimes we feel like so far removed from them, you know, saying, well, I wish I could be like her. Wish, you know, I had this about myself. You know, that's like that person. But if we allow ourselves to be molded by the things that we go through, by not trying to orchestrate everything, but allowing God to do what he wants to do in our lives, that we'll definitely get to that point where we're a vessel that God can use for the circumstance that he wants to use us for. You know, we never know what God may call us to at a given time, but if we just say yes and be obedient, God can use us many things that we never, you know, imagine ourselves doing or being to somebody. But God will use us as his vessel if we only just allow him to.
And be open and be willing and not think that, you know, we're not qualified because, you know, guess what? God doesn't. He doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called, you know.
That's right.
And we just have to be, you know, in the right place at the right time and not feel, you know, so, you know, inadequate. And I love it. I have this thing that I had on one of my pages, and I thought it was so funny, and I'm going to read it. It says, do you seriously think that God can't use you? It says, well, Noah was a drunk, Abraham was too old, Isaac was a daydreamer, Jacob was a liar. Girl, I fell over when I read this. It said Leah was ugly. You know, how y'all just going to call Leah ugly? The Bible says she was ugly. The Bible says she had, they make it funny, you know, she did. Now, the Bible says she had a slow eye. So... So they just went in on her. They didn't say she had a slow eye. They just said, okay, hey, she was ugly. Joseph was abused, and Moses had a stuttering problem. Gideon was afraid. Samson was a womanizer. Rahab was a prostitute. Jeremiah and Timothy felt that they were too young. Elijah was suicidal. Jonah ran from God, and Naomi was a widow, and David was an adulterer. Can I go on? I mean, and we all recognize all of these names. So I said all of that just to say this. God can use everybody and anybody. If he can use a donkey to turn around and give it a voice and turn around and speak, and if he can use a dirty raven to bring some food, because, you know, ravens, they be out there eating carcasses and rotten and dead meat. He can use a raven to bring you food in a dry place, then God can do anything. He can do it exceedingly over what you have can even think, and he can use you. And he can use you. And guess what? Whatever you have been through, you know, what you went through actually was not for you. It was to help somebody else. So that's what makes you qualified, you know.
Yes.
How can you help somebody who was a former, an alcoholic if you weren't a former alcoholic and you didn't, you know what I'm saying, you didn't know the symptoms or what it, you know, it entails to be an alcoholic? You can help that person because guess what? You've been there. Same thing with a drug addict or somebody who was, you know, promiscuous. You can talk to the young women now about how to, you know, hold on to their virginity and hold on to their body because, hey, you've been there and you've learned some things. So we all, you know, overcome by our testimony. And I'm the first one. I will say this. I do not like sharing my testimony. Not from a shameful point of view. It's just maybe I just been in church too long. I don't know, because sometimes people get up in church and just hold up church services with their testimonies. You know, and I just, they do. They get and don't know how to testify. Don't know how to, you know, tell how God, seriously, to me, this is my perception of a testimony, Tyranny. For the situation to be so dire that nobody but God got you out of it, and you know it was nobody but him, because now you got to give him the glory. That's a testimony. That is a testimony. Not your light bill or your child support check made it there on time before the light got cut off, or there was a shoe sale at the shoe show and you made it there and got the 2-4 sale. That's not a testimony. And people need to stop holding up church services, doing things and the like. But that's why I've always kind of shied away from giving my testimony, because I'm like, oh, sometimes you just want to tell people to go somewhere and sit down. So I, you don't want to get up and tell my story and think, you know, someone's looking at me like, why don't she just sit down? You know, but I heard a testimony just this past Sunday in my church, and oh my God, by the time the brother finished testifying, there wasn't a dry eye. You saw the tissue boxes just going down the aisles. It was amazing, because we knew that it was nobody but God who brought him through that. And his testimony kind of like was like a Jonah story, where he had a calling on his life and he told God no and decided he was going to do things his way. And he was out of God's will, didn't hear God's voice, and everything that happened to him, you know, he just started hitting rock bottom. And when you are a man and you are called, and you have a wife, and you are called to be the head of your household, God is holding you responsible for the spiritual well-being of your family. So if he was running from the call on his life, it affected the rest of the family. His wife got sick, and they were homeless, and, oh, girl, the story just, It was really tear-jerking. She had some serious health issues. And, you know, all at once, I'm talking about maybe, you know, I think he said something about her liver, kidney, like 3 or 4 major organs pretty much trying to shut down at the same time, all the while this girl was pregnant. So, it was powerful. But once he made up in his mind that, you know, he repented and said, God, I'm sorry, the doors just started flying open. And, you know, when you hit rock bottom, just like he testifying, it's when you hit rock bottom, not bottom, but rock bottom, it's a hard climb to try to get back on top because, you know, you have fallen so far. But to God be the glory. You know, God raised them up. You know, his wife, you know, she you know, came through those surgeries. She's still in the healing process. The babies are fine. You know, they're out of they found a suitable house, and he found a job, and, you know, they're on the mend, and he just gave his testimony about how God even showed them favor when they went to apply for, you know, some housing because, you know, because of the credit situation. Girl, it was just a blessing. We all look like raccoons coming out of church. I'm like, dude, you did this to all of us. You did this to us. Look at us. Eyelashes hanging off, raccoon eyes, nose snotty, lipstick smeared, and just, girl, we were crying out yesterday. We were crying out, but I'm so glad that, that was a testimony. God was glorified. In that testimony. I love it.
Yeah, and I was reading something earlier that really blessed me, and it was talking about, you know, how a lot of times we don't want to go forth and speak of God's goodness, or, you know, sometimes we feel like we're not worthy or we're not in that place that we ought to be, so a lot of times we hold back on talking about God or, you know, telling the gospel. And it went on to say that we may not be perfect, but as long as we have a surrendered life and we put ourselves in position to be used by God, that God will use us. And as we give the word would also hit us. So if we're not, you know, up to part in a certain area, while we're speaking that word out to bless somebody else, that same word is going to bless us as we speak it.
Oh, yeah.
And that's going to, you know, and the word cleanses and it purifies. Mm-hmm. So as we begin to speak the word of God, if we're not, you know, in that place, then if we're, you know, have surrendered our hearts to God, then we will be cleaned up even as we speak the word out. So we can't wait till we get to a place of where we feel like we're perfected, you know, totally before we speak God's word. But we have to speak it, you know, and allow God to use that same word that we speak to somebody else to also cleanse us and protect us. And so we can't hold back. When God gives us something to say, speak it. Speak it out. You know, whether it's a testimony or whether he gives you an encouraging word for somebody, or if you're in a position where you just got to bring the word of God, you know, speak it. When God tells you to say it, open your mouth and speak it. Don't worry about, you know, this, this, and that, because the devil holds things over our heads to try to stop us anyhow. But speak that word. It's going to bless the lives of many and also bless you. Because when it comes from heaven, it's going to bless everybody every year that receives it. So.
That's right.
Yeah. I had a song by Dana Hempfield called My Offering. And I thought that this song would be so befitting for now, because maybe you feel like all you have is broken pieces, or, you know, you don't have much to give. But whatever you have, give it to God and allow him to multiply and to make your life whole. My offering.
King of all kings. declare your name. It's my offering. It's my offering. I lift you up.
This song is dedicated to special, unique people like me. Outcast, but you never cast out.
Imagine me loving what I see when the mirror looks at me, 'cause I imagine me in a place with no insecurities, and I'm finally happy 'cause I imagine me letting go of all of the ones who hurt me. They never did deserve me. Can you imagine me saying no to thoughts that try to control me? Remembering all you told me, Lord, can you imagine me? Oh, the one that my said, and hear from what my daddy did. I wanna live and not breathe that page again. Oh, imagine me being free, trusting you totally. Won't break me down. You won't get the jar this time around. Imagine me in a world where nobody has to live afraid because of your love is gone away. Can you imagine me letting go of my past? And I'm glad I have another chance, and my heart will dance 'cause I don't have to read the page again. Oh, I can see myself. Oh, yeah. Oh, oh, oh. Yeah. I used to beat myself up all the time. Always been strange, so I thought I'd never shine. Fighting to be accepted, always was rejected. But the Lord held me in his hand, kept me in his plan. I thought I would go astray, but he kept me by his grace. It's only by his grace that I'm standing here today. I can smile at you and say that I'm free. Yeah, yeah. Oh, can you imagine me? Yeah. Oh, so long. Look at your problems and tell them by my fear, by insecurity. You have no place here. It's all gone. All gone. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. You have no place here. Bye-bye. Can you imagine me? Thank you.
We hope that we have some happy people out there tonight. Truly, God is good, and we're happy here on the Nyacom Express. Again, our number is 323-693-3830. And if you just want to call and listen in, or if you want to call and chat or pray, we're here tonight, and we're here for you. So we're just asking you to call on in. And Leslie, did you enjoy that song by Judy Cheeks?
Girl, it makes you happy. It makes you just want to get up and just start shouting.
I have a little groove going on. I have a little groove going on over here. I could have heard a little more of that. But we're grateful for all the women that took it up a notch for us tonight with Judy Cheeks, Dana Hemphill. We had LaDessa Brown, Alexis Spike, and we're just having a good time tonight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's such powerful music, and it is so good. And we're, you know, we're hanging out, and, you know, we're chatting, and we're talking about the goodness of God and God calling the less qualified or the unqualified and, you know, just wanting to be used by God and, you know, just to have that willing heart, you know, and you know, if you're listening and you felt a pull and a tug in your life, but you're like, God, you know, I'm not worthy. You know, I've done this. You know, I've done that. You know, how can God use me? Scratch that. God can use anybody to accomplish his will. So, you know, be encouraged. You know, and there's so many different scriptures, and the Bible is full of stories of women and different situations, you know, that have occurred, you know, way worse than, you know, you and I could possibly have ever even thought to do. All right, let me just make an example. King David. The Bible describes King David as a man after God's own heart. But this guy, yeah, I mean, David did some foul stuff. You know, David sent... Yeah, David sent Uriah out to get killed, and then, you know, he slept with the man's wife, and then, you know, when his family conceived a child, you know, that's when he sent them out there to have him killed, and, you know, just
you know, he had all his blood on his hands, and, you know, he had X, Y, Z, you know, concubines and this and that. And, you know, out of everything that he did, the Bible still describes this man as a man after God's own heart. And the majority of the Psalms that we sing and read about were written by this guy, you know. Yeah, don't ever think that God can't use you, and you've done something so far fetched that God just can't use you.
It's nothing, you know, that God would throw us away for. You know, a lot of times people would throw us away, but God has that unconditional love that would draw us to Him. So if you're listening and you're feeling like God is done with me because of some things that I've done, maybe you've been in a relationship that wasn't what God's best for you, don't feel like, you know, that it's over for you. Know that you can still step out. God is still calling you. He has a call on your life. He has something for you to do. Don't allow Satan to continue to perplex your mind with thoughts of feeling unworthy. But God standing there, and He's waiting. He's waiting for you to come to Him, and He's waiting to redeem you so that you can walk into that life that He has planned for you.
Amen. That's good, Tyranny. That is good, and that's exactly what God wants us to do, you know, to just come to Him with all our cares and concerns. And those feelings, I mean, God is concerned about every little thing that we can possibly feel. So, you know, whereas, you know, someone might feel, you know, some kind of way, you know, talking to you or talking to me about, you know, whatever they're going through.
Uh-huh.
You can talk to Jesus. He, you know, He's not going to tell nobody. He's not going to gossip about it. And, you know, there's nothing too hard, you know, for God to do. So, you know, if you're dealing with, you know, feelings of unworthiness, you know, I don't have a problem, you know, praying for you. Tyranny doesn't have a problem praying for you. You can call in to the station. You know, we're going to be here for a while. Brother Spence should be live, you know, in a little bit with Recovery Corner, you know, talking about some of the things that, you know, he has been through and some of the things that he has overcome, you know, and while we're waiting for him to come, you know, again, you know, we can pray with you. We can pray for you, you know. We can kind of direct you, you know, even to your local town for you to, you know, get hooked up. We can find those resources for you to find a local church, you know, someplace to worship, someplace where you can, you know, be hands-on with the pastor or, you know, a local ministry that can kind of help and guide you, you know, with a man or a woman of God to get you where you need to be in Christ, because, you know, we don't want to see you lost. We want to see you, you know, get some help and, you know, be well and whole and prosper and be in good health, you know, as well as your soul, because, you know, that's what the Word wants us to do and wants us to be. So, you know, we're here for you. You know, you can contact us here. You can email us. You know, someone will get back to you. But we love you and we love God, and we want to just reach out and let you know that you are loved. And again, my God is an awesome God. You know, He can do anything that you can possibly come to Him. He might, now this is where people get it twisted, He might not do it the way you want Him to do it, and He might not fix your situation the way you want Him to fix it or in your time constraints, but the Bible says that all things are working together for the good of them who love God and who are called according to His purpose. And we are all purpose. Don't let anyone tell you that you are not purpose. Amen, Tyranny?
That's right. And never think, you know, just because we're on radio and we're perfect or have everything together, you know, it's a struggle every day. You know, it's we go through our stuff, you know. And but the one thing about it is when you decide to live for Christ, all those things work together for your good, all the suffering, all the, you know, things you have to go through. And we may not get it right each and every time, but as long as God knows our heart and He sees our intent, and knows that when we have a desire for him and, you know, we strive every day to be women after God's own heart. But the first step is to surrender your life to God and, you know, not worry about what's going to happen down the road, but allow God to take you step by step, you know, each and every day, day by day, allow God to just, you know, do what he's going to do and not try to figure out our future all the time. And I'm not saying, you know, don't have goals and don't make plans, but, you know, leave God some room in there to do what he's going to do. And it's, you know, guaranteed that in the end, it's going to be what's best for you.
Oh, yeah. You know, because we, you know, how we used to always sing, you know, back in the day, can't nobody do you like Jesus? And nobody can do you like Jesus because he knows what's best for you, you know, more than what we know. We think we know it, but we don't. And then when we try to do what we do, don't we mess it up? I know I have.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, plenty of time. Thank God for, I can't even say second chances for another chance. another chance.
Oh, yes, girl, because we will mess that thing up over and over and over and over again. So, you know, sometimes, you know, back in the day you would see people with the license plate that said Jesus is my co-pilot. No, that's wrong. That's wrong. He's supposed to be the pilot. You get over in the passenger seat and get somewhere and sit down and let him drive.
Exactly.
We used to crack up every time we said, what do you mean Jesus is your co-pilot? Really? Move over and let him drive. I promise you, you will get somewhere if you just slide on over and let him handle it.
Let Jesus take the wheel.
Exactly. I was pulling up the Bible verse, and I get this this scripture every day, you know, in my inbox in the morning. And it's so good because, you know, Michael and I, we were talking about, you know, when LaDessa was on the platform, we were talking about how, you know, these smartphones are making us dumb.
Oh, yeah.
These smartphones, I'm going to say it again. These smartphones are making us dumb because we get up in the morning, you know, I use mine as an alarm clock. So, you know, in the morning I'm up, you know, I turn my alarm off. And then as soon as you turn your alarm off, you see all the notifications and this is chirping, this is blinking and bloop, 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 bleep, bleep. You realize it, if you are not careful, you have already signed in and now you are going through, scrolling through your news feed or you're checking your emails. And it's like, you know, before you have even had time to spend with God, here you go.
That's,
you know?
Yeah.
And it's awful. So I try to find a disciplined way to say, okay, now if I'm going to open it up in the morning, you know, make sure I, you know, try to have some word in my inbox so I get the daily scripture, you know.
Okay.
And we've been talking about 2014 in my church, about this is God's season. And you know, we're a small church. We're about to celebrate our fourth church anniversary coming up. Yeah, praise God. Love Ministries. Shout them out. Love Ministries in South Lake, Texas. Where my pastor is Bishop Xavier and Tina Williams. We are celebrating our fourth church anniversary, and our theme for this year is This Is It, because we are about to come into the promises of God. And I don't know about you or you know, I just know that 2013 has been one of the most, I mean, you know, every time you come out of a year, at the beginning of the year, you look back and say, God, I don't know how I made it through, but you made it through. But then you look back at the beginning of 2013 and be like, you know what, this year, if it just disappeared from my life, I wouldn't even be upset because there was just some crazy stuff that happened in 2013. So we are excited about going into 2014, crossing over the Jordan and going into our promise. So when I opened up my Bible verse this morning, well, girl, I got to shout the first thing this morning, and it was in the book of Joshua, the 10th chapter, and it said, and Joshua said to them, fear not, and I'm reading from the King James Version. Mm-hmm. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Be strong and of good courage, for thus shall the Lord do to all your enemies against whom you fight. Now, right there, you know, I fought some demons last year.
Okay.
Some demons, let spiritual warfare on a whole nother level, because when you are expecting, as soon as you step out on faith and you are expecting God to do, you know, great and mighty things that you have had faith and believed in, because, you know, the Bible says clearly that without faith it is impossible to please God, and we have believed God for some crazy things. I'm talking about stuff that's like, all right, God, you know, I'm believing you for this, and I know that if you don't do it, you know, it can't be done. That's where I've been with God. And, of course, if you get into a new level, a new realm with God, there's going to be a whole new set of demons. You fought the ones back there, but now you got a whole new set of demons. And, honey,
that's right.
I mean, I spent the whole entire 2013 just swinging and ducking and dodging and throwing blows. But guess what, Tyranny? It's 2014, and I'm here, and so are you. And we are about to come into some great things that God has in store for us, even right here on the NIACON platform. The things that are going on behind the scenes, you know, you know, Michael's a little under the weather, but he's just been working, you know, just getting things lined up, you know, things are about to jump off, you know, next month. And, you know, I'm going to speak this into existence, you know, when a certain somebody, you know, finally, you know, moves to Dallas, glory, you know, they're going to be in Dallas and, you know, we will all be, hallelujah, we will all be together sitting in a studio face-to-face, and this is what we're going to be doing. And I believe that, and I love God because, you know, don't punk God and put something out there and say, okay, God, I'm believing it, and then think he can't do it, because he can. There's a difference in believing God and tempting God. I ain't talking about running up in no lion's den. I ain't no fools on this side of town. I ain't talking about jumping in no lion's den, talking about, yeah, God, do it. That would not be Leslie. Not me. But I am crazy enough. I'm crazy enough and fool enough to believe that if God said it, I can have something, and it is according to his will, and if it's not outside of his will, or if it's, you know, crazy, you know, God can do it. He said that we would be the lenders and not the borrowers. So if you wait on God and you're looking for a house, when God finally bless you with one, it's not going to be one that you're going to spend so much time working, you know, like a slave to try to pay this house off. Wait on God. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Wait on
God, and God will go. When God give you something, you know, it's not going to add no sorrow to it. So, but we jump out of here to God and go slap our name on, put our signature on a piece of, on a document, and then turn around and then try to hand God the document, talk about what this, you know, fix it.
Right.
God ain't make you sign nothing. God ain't make you sign nothing.
Wait on him.
They that wait on the Lord. Yeah, that's all. That's you. That's you.
Mm-hmm.
That's you. Yeah. Wait on the Lord. And, you know, in due season, you will reap. I want to give a shout out, too, to Harold Midday, you know, who sent me a message, said that he was listening to us and he was enjoying the show tonight. Thank you, brother. Thank you so much. We like hearing, you know, words of encouragement, you know, from our listeners. If you're listening, you don't have to necessarily say anything. You can find our Facebook page, too, you know, and shoot us, you know, a little message, you know. You know, are you being blessed by this ministry, by the radio show? We would love your feedback, you know, if there's something that we can do differently, you know. Maybe I talk too much, you know. You know, something, you know, just let us know that you guys are out there and that you're listening to us. You know, we love you. We appreciate the fact that you guys are chiming in, you know, week after week after week, listening to us talk and cut up. You know, we're missing, you know, comedian Shangles, you know, down in Florida. Big ups, homeboy.
Oh, yeah,
you know, he's doing his thing down there. Yeah, did you see that video of him? When I saw that, what was it? If y'all pull this up on YouTube, was it Deacon Two Times? Is that his name?
That
who
video that I saw, Comedian Shingles, Deacon Two Times.
Oh,
they
got to
pull
that
up on YouTube. Oh, my gosh. It's on my page. Go on my page. You've got to pull that up. Deacon Two Times. Oh, my goodness. Comedian Shingles, let me just say this. If you, whether you listen to me, and if nobody will never tell you this before in your lifetime while you breathing in, I'm going to tell you, you're a fool, man. You is a fool, and you are a fool for God, and I love it. My side was hurt when I saw that video. Only you would come up with something like that. So, y'all, go ahead and YouTube my boy, Comedian Shingles. And you get a chance to listen in on his radio show. And also, you know, Brother Howard Midday, you know, he's doing his thing. You know, with what's the name of his show? The Praise Radio. Don't make me jack it. Don't make me jack up the name. I'm so sorry, bro.
Praise
so sorry. Mid. See, there you go. I've been hanging around Michael too long. I'm a name jacker. See,
Michael, your spirit is here, Michael.
Just jacked up the name. Not no good and well. I know Harold's show, but just for that moment, the spirit of Michael came over me, and I could not get that name out right.
Michael.
The spirit of Michael, just jack up the name. I know, good gracious. We are praying for our CEO. Yeah, praying for him.
Yes.
And he have a speedy recovery, and then God will touch his body.
Yes.
And, oh, the flu is going around.
Yes.
People are coughing and, you know,
yes.
Just, you know, it really is. I'm going to confess. I'm going to tell on myself because when I was traveling last week, I was sitting at the airport, and I was already fearful because I have a germophobia. I mean, it's not crazy. I walk around with sanitizer and wipe the stuff down. But when you work around children, and children, you kind of let kids get away with it because, you know, they kind of, you know, cough on you involuntarily. When they're kind of young, they still haven't learned their manners. I let kids get away with that. But when I see big, grown, rusty people,
right.
With your lips toe slam open like you out in a cornfield hollering somewhere, and you sound like you got some congestion and mucus going on, and your lips are wide open, and you haven't made an attempt to put your hand over your mouth, I have a problem with that. And I already knew when I got on that airplane, I said, Father, please cover me because this is flu season, and I did not want to get on the plane. And somebody cough on me because I'm going to go off. Because you are sequestered on a plane. There's no escape from it. And the devil heard it, and somebody, this lady came and sat right down in front of me and started coughing with her mouth tore open. I said, oh,
you was put to a test.
Girl, as soon as the thought came through my head, it was like she had her luggage. She sat right in front of me and just started coughing, barking. And I gave a shout out dirty look the first time, like, wow, really, lady? And I put my head back down because I was reading something, and then she coughed again. And the other lady got up and moved, and then I just got up and was like, oh, I just can't believe that grown people in this day and age, you know, are still walking around, you know, not being able to cover their mouth. So, you know, people,
yeah,
that's one way to save the environment. Cover your lips. Cover your lips. Save us all.
Yes, that's the word.
Amen.
Of the night. Cover your. You can take that naturally.
That's the word for the night. Did you say? Girl, you said naturally and spiritually. Cover your mouth.
That a preach right
girl,
there.
Girl, you a mess. That girl,
yeah.
What you say? Cover your mouth. Woo, don't let your good be spoken evil of. Keep your mouth quiet. If you ain't got nothing. And my mama said you ain't got nothing good to say. Don't. Say nothing at all. You know, get your yay be yay and your nay be nay. Edify people and don't tear people down. Do not commit murder with your lips on both levels, because if you're coughing in people's faces, you know, people are dying from that flu and pneumonia. So,
yes, they are.
You know?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, cover your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cover your mouth. And you could kill somebody, too, with your words. You know, break somebody's spirit down. You know, running your mouth, you know, about things that you don't know anything about. You know, like you just said, cover your lips.
That's
cover
right.
Your lips.
When you speak negativity, that
you know, really contaminates your spirit, and you even feel it, you know, that negative vibes. And, you know, it's time out for that. It's time for something new. It's time for us to, you know, edify each other, build each other up. So that,
but do you have a friend? Yeah. Do you have? I mean to cut you off, but do you have a friend or somebody that you just know that when you see them coming, you know they just don't have nothing nice to say. It's gonna be negative, you know.
Right. It's gonna be negative about somebody, or they gonna complain the whole time. And I just, you know, I'm in a season. I don't have patience for that right now. I'm in a new season, so. I've been, you know, breaking away from all that type of stuff.
Girl,
I'm sorry,
it's
so
like, what's that song? Exactly. There's a song by, what's that, McFadden and Y.A.R. when they say, ain't no stopping us now. We know we're in a new season. Ain't no stopping us now. I'm leaving the negative people way behind. Stay in the background, get to the back of the line, do what you got to do. But y'all, don't roll this way because I got something for you. I just... You know,
right.
Like to surround myself with positive people.
And that complaining, and I just pray, you know, and I have to check myself on that too, that I'm not in the complaining mode. You know, even if I'm talking with my daughter and I hear her kind of, you know, starting to complain, I have to get her off that track because it becomes part of you, and before you know it, you know, that's all you'll be doing is complaining and talking about what's wrong and never realizing
your blessing. But you can find the good in everything. You can find there's some good in everything. There's some good in everything. And if you, you know, in the book of Genesis, the Bible says that, you know, everything God made, after he made it, he said it was good. There's some good in every single thing. So, people just start with the negativity, you know, there's enough of that in the world, but, you know, us as Christians, we're supposed to be the light of the world. You know, let's just, you know, let our light shine before men. You know, we all have bad days, you know, where we don't feel like being bubbly and cheerful and different things, but you know, take it to the Lord in prayer, you know, just... I don't even know what to say. What else to say about that? Just complain. But nobody wants to hear a lot of complaining.
That's right. And I want to play the song called Battle Cry. So when you uncover your lips, just give a big battle cry and allow God to work out your circumstances. This song is by God.
Go for it, girl.
We have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, barricaded the world with hate, has goose-stepped us into misery and bloodshed.
It is important for me to go ahead and affirm that I think same-sex couples should be able to get married.
The name of Jesus is
profaned and blasphemed.
I've heard that Jesus is coming back. I've heard that it's 2012. The world is ready.
The ground is shaking in an unusual way.
I'm going to teach them, first of all, about values and morals. But if they make a mistake, I don't want them punished with a baby.
Yes, we are at war. And the only way to win this war is in the name of Jesus to put on the armor of God and to pray with power. So this is a battle cry.
Check out the state of the world. Man, I know you see it, cause it's too hard to miss. Media's garbage has all the youth like some walking carcasses. No zombie apocalypse, no, just a lot of mess. Crooked corruption and chaos, plus a lot of death. Maranatha, Maranatha, Lord, come quick. The dealing and stealing and killing of innocent women and children has got me sick. Help me stand firm,
stand firm.
And man up.
Stand
so many
up.
Fallen soldiers, help them stand up. For our wives and children, and our community schools are war zones like Kansas City, Missouri be. And overseas there, please, we wouldn't last a day. Syria is getting blasted. African orphans are left for AIDS. Christ is the aid, but don't just stand by. Take aim and engage in this battle cry. We are his army, he is our God. We are victorious, cause Jesus is alive. We are his army, he is our God. We are victorious, cause Jesus is alive. We reign in power, we reign in glory, with Christ the King in the story. So to stand firm, and man up, the battle cry, to stand up, battle cry, stand firm, battle cry, man up, this is a battle cry, the mind's ready for your life.
they deaf and blinded. Won't see you when you come. Can't hear the trumpets blowing. Itchy ears gone numb. They searching for crumbs. They eating off the world's table. Hearts filled with the spirit of Cain that killed Abel. Plus now most of the media's law. Antichrist, abomination of desolation, erasing the generation of life. Pro-choice babies not even seeing the carriage. Now they trying to redefine the institution of marriage. It's fair to say it's a war on our sons and daughters. A battle way physical, but it's a spiritual slaughter. Lord Father, sometimes I feel like saying, why bother? America's worshiping idols, sacrifice on the altar. But our Lord is with us, so get your hands up high. We want to know if you're ready to answer this battle cry. So just stand up, no compromise. You know that we win, cause Jesus is alive. We are his army, he is our God. We are victorious, cause Jesus is alive. We reign in power, we reign in glory. With Christ the King in the story. So just stand firm,
stand firm.
And man up,
so battle cry.
Won't you stand with us, even in the rain, in life's trenches, even in the pain? Cause God sees your tears, he'll wipe your eyes, and he'll return soon. Until then, just battle cry. He'll return with a vengeance, a hit list full of villains. We'll get hit with a force that George Lucas can envision. Hitting them, ripping them up, swallowing them whole, and spitting them up. Giving them eternal separation from the God and creator, cause that's what they want. That's why we cry out, we need to be courageous, and fight with truth and love. Because that's contagious. It's gonna be outrageous how the hate of the enemy rages. That's why we need to be equipped with the words written in its pages. Laced with the spirit of truth and geared up in its armor. Ready to reap a harvest in the field like beasts of farmers. God's anointed soldiers laboring for our king. Headed to Armageddon, marching in victory. We are his army, he is our God. We are victorious, cause Jesus is alive. We reign in power, we reign in glory. With
Christ the King
in the story. So to
stand firm,
and man up,
so battle cry,
battle cry.
So to stand up,
battle cry,
stand firm,
battle cry.
Man up,
this is a battle cry, so to stand up.
Keep me steady.
Oh, like a
tree
of Alexis Fight with Steady. And that's my prayer tonight, Lord. Just keep me steady. Keep me steadfast. Keep me planted in your word. And maybe there's somebody out there that feels like, maybe you just feel like you've been tossed to and fro and you don't really have any stability. Maybe you started out with Christ, but you ended up somewhere else, and you just want to come back to that steady place in Christ. Tonight is your night. Tonight is the night that you can be set free. Tonight is the night that you can be reclaimed, redeemed. You can be purified, and God will take you in and put you back on that road so that you can be steady and walk with him with your feet planted. And you'll be planted like the rivers of water and like a tree by the rivers of water. And that's my prayer tonight. And we're just inviting everybody to call in or if you just want to listen in. But we ask that you get ready because we're going to go to the throne of grace. And God is just going to do something for you tonight. Tonight is your night. You've been asking God to bring you back to that place, and maybe you just didn't know how to get there on your own. But tonight is your night, and we're just asking you to just prepare your heart for surrender. Prepare your heart for surrender, because it's something that God wants to do through you, but you've got to be a willing vessel. And we're going to ask Leslie if she would just pray for those out there tonight that are seeking God and seeking a way home, and there is a way home, and Jesus is that way.
Amen. Amen. Well, we thank you all for listening in on tonight to our broadcast, and we pray that something that we have said, you know, have touched upon your heart. We pray that there was a song that touched your heart and moved you in some way, or, you know, we read a scripture, you know, that, you know, just sparked something in your spirit, you know, that said, hey, what must I do to be saved? And, you know, Jesus is the only way.
Yes.
You know, the only way to salvation, the only way, you know, that you can overcome, you know, circumstances that you feel, you know, that you can't get over it. You know, maybe you have some type of substance abuse or some type of sexual abuse or any type of abuse or, you know, drug addiction or, you know, problems in your relationships, and you just feel that you cannot make it. You know, as we discussed earlier, there is nothing too hard for God. I pray for you tonight on the NIACOM family. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we humbly come before your throne, God, just thanking you, God, for another opportunity to lift up your name. God, we count it all joy, God, and we thank you, God, because you are a forgiving God, and you are a God that hears us. And you are a God that understands us, and you are a God that loves us. God, we bless your name, and we praise you, God, because you are worthy, you are holy, and we exalt you, and all praise and glory and honor is for you, God. We exalt you on this platform and in our lives. Father, we know that we have some listeners out there, God, who are struggling, God, in their finances, in their relationships, God. We ask that you would heal them in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, we ask you, God, to make those crooked places straight, God. We ask you, God, to go into the deep places, God, to reach them, God, when no one else is there, God, when they are alone at night, when they're crying and they're reaching out and they feel that no one loves them. God, embrace them with your loving arms. And let them know, God, that you care and that you are concerned about them, God. We thank you, God, for those who continue to listen in. And we thank you, God, Lord, for you giving us this platform to be able to talk to people, God, about your goodness and about your mercy and about your grace, God, because we get these things new every morning, God. Every morning that we see the sun, God, we are grateful, God. It is because of your hand and it is because of your goodness that we have seen those things, God. We thank you, God. We bless your name, God. We ask you to touch everyone who's dealing with sickness in their body on tonight, God. Those who are going through with flu symptoms, God, diabetes, blood pressure, whatever ailment you are dealing with. God, you took all of these, God, all these ailments with the stripes that you took for us, God, because you said that we are already healed, God. We thank you, God, for the healing. If it hasn't even manifested itself just yet, God, by faith, we believe that we are already healed, God. We pray for our young people, God. We pray for our generation. We bind up every wicked demon that will come against your children and the will that you have and the plan and the purpose that you have for their life. In the name of Jesus, we cast these unto the hell, God, and we loose an anointing over their life, God. We pray, God, for divine connections, divine appointments. We pray for our young people to have godly people speaking into their life, God, so that they will come into the future church, men and women of God that will continue to carry the torch and lift up your name, God. We know that this is not by might nor by power, God, but it's by your spirit. And it is so in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. And I do believe, Leslie, that somebody tonight has made Christ their Savior. And because of the show that was played, the words that were said, that somebody was touched and they repented on tonight and surrendered their life to Christ. I do believe that. And
I thank God for that. Yeah, God, you know, he's a good shepherd. The Bible describes Jesus as a good shepherd. And a good shepherd, you know, if you've ever seen, you know, seen them all on TV and they have their flock and you know, all the sheep are going in the same direction. And then you'll see one that kind of wandered off. And the shepherd, you know, will go over there and take his staff and gently guide that sheep back in a direction so they can get with the rest of the sheep. Well, guess what? We're the family of Christ, and we are in that herd. And if you are out there by yourself, the good shepherd is there to lead you back and bring you back, you know, to the flock. Even if you have backslidden, Holy Ghost, if you have backslidden, you were in the flock, but you've gotten so far out of God's will and you feel that, you know, there's no way back in, God is there. Jesus is there to lead you back and bring you back into the fold. He is married to the backslider. He will love you, love on you, and just show you that, hey, there is forgiveness in him. You know, he has already, you know, forgotten about your sins. He has cast it into the sea of forgetfulness. All things are passed away, and all things are new, and you will be a new creature in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That's right. That's right. And Leslie just spoke into somebody's life. And if you want to call in, we still have a few minutes before we leave the air at 323-693-3830. Maybe you just want to put it in the atmosphere that you have surrendered your life to Christ and that you're going to trust him from this point on. We'll be happy to hear from you even after we go off the air. There is a number where you can call to leave a message if you want to leave a prayer request, and we'll definitely pray for you and with you. And Leslie, do you have that 800 number?
Was that 800 number? I don't have it on hand right now. If you give me a second, I do know that they can email us at the NIACOM platform, .com. You can reach me at Leslie Renee at the NIACOM platform, .com. I grabbed the wrong book in front of me, and I have the wrong telephone number. I do apologize for that. Bad host. Oh, my gosh. But you guys can reach us on our Facebook page.
That's right.
You know, hit us up on Facebook, you know, on NIACOM, you know, send us an inbox, and we'll make sure that someone definitely will get
most
back to you.
Most definitely. And you might be a man, even though this is ladies' night, we're still reaching out to the men, and maybe you just need another man to talk to You can look up Daryl Spence on Facebook as well as Michael Anthony Johnson, and they'll be more than happy to pray with you, to talk with you, and just give you an encouraging word from the Lord. So know that your NIACOM family loves you, and we're here for you, and we're praying for you, and not just on the air, but we want to be in a position where we're praying for you all during the week, and, you know, just knowing that, our listeners know that there's somebody that they can turn to for prayer, because sometimes you may not know who to go to because you feel like, you know, I don't want this person telling my business. And, you know, if you want to call and talk to us, you know, whatever you tell us is kept in confidence.
Yes.
But definitely we're here to pray for you and to pray with you and to shed light on the scriptures as God gives us utterance. So, you know, feel free to embrace us because we're ready to embrace you.
Amen. Amen. Oh, my gosh. This is crazy. You know, this will let me know the next time to have my information sitting in front of me. I do so much. This is what you call an example of doing the most, where then when you're actually looking for something, I have like 8 books in front of me. Nothing has the information that I'm looking for right now. But I promise you, if you guys will, you know, you can hit me on Facebook, on the NIACOM page, or on my personal page on Leslie Renee. You can find me there. We will have that information for you. And, again, myself, Tyranny, Michael Anthony Johnson, Daryl Spence, Comedian Shingles, and Harold Midday, we love you here on the NIACOM platform. And we are here for you. We are here for you to pray with you, to help you get
through,
you know, different situations. You know, there's power in the name of Jesus, and that's what we're doing. You know, just lifting up the name of Jesus, and you know, to make sure that He is edified, and you know, to just stand in the gap for those. Sometimes, you know, people are going through stuff. They're weak and they can't pray for themselves. So that's what we're here for. We're here to love on you. And, you know, if you're new to the body of Christ, you know, we can help you get those resources, you know, again, to get you into a Holy Ghost-filled church where you can hear the word of God, you know, and come into the knowledge of God and all the good things that come with being in a relationship with the Master. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
We have got to do this again. We've got to have another ladies' night where we kick the guys off the back. This happenstance tonight, but we're going to make this happen.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. And we thank Michael Johnson for just even the trust that he puts in us to go ahead without him. You know, because not everybody is like that. Sometimes people think if they're not present, then, you know, the presence of God or whatever, or the job can't be completed.
Right.
But when somebody actually turns something over to you, that's something to be grateful about. And,
exactly.
Yeah, we're definitely grateful for that. And we definitely praying that he feels better. And we know that God is going to raise him up. And the one thing about Michael, when he comes back in full force. So,
Lord.
I think we better be ready.
He's
taking our
Red
vitamins
Bull
right about now.
Oh, yeah, he's going to drink him a Red Bull. And when he come back, he's going to bust, not kick the door, and he's going to bust the door in, and he's going to start going hard on everybody. So, yeah, you know, you can kind of let him know, you guys, if you're listening. Yeah, we were talking about him. We prayed for him before we talked about him, and we did make mention of him in our prayers. And we thank you again, Michael, for the opportunity that you have given us to proclaim God and proclaim his goodness. Our brother Daryl Spence was supposed to be on the platform with us tonight. He got called away. We are in prayer for you on tonight as well, Brother Comedian Shingles. We are praying for you. We got you back. We can't wait for you to get back on here with us and cut up it, as you so often do. And my Tyranny, thank you so much. I love you so much. You have such a sweet spirit.
You.
And
you know, you just never say no. You just like, you know, hey, I don't know, but I'm going to try me. I'm like, nope. ain't going to do it. But you just like, you know, hey.
It's Leslie and I'm in.
yeah. We get together. We like the Wonder Twin Powers. Activate. Let's do it. But I ain't going in by myself
right.
now.
Right. And God just blessed. It was just a blessing to be on here with you tonight. And I'm encouraged.
Wow.
And I'm just excited about the things that God has for us in 2014.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. So am I. Well, I don't know about you. I know that that there's normally a train that comes on board, and normally I get thrown in front of the platform. They throw me in front of the train but I don't, you know. Yeah, I don't know. Is this train coming?